Today's Mishnah, and this is Chaim Lizer from Shai Mishnah, and the name of Rivka Mas Mishnah Israel. It's from Anachem and Mishnah. We schuss for Shalem and Chaim Mishnah and Malkam, and we brach Basar Malka, but the Yitzhak of Hagedina. Schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're starting a new sermon today, continuing the same topic related to the Birchas HaReach, some very negated halachas over here. Let's get started. Simon Reish Yud Zayin, Sif Aleph, Birchas HaBesamim VaHaMugmar, the Bracha on Besamim and on incense, which is all topics that we discussed on in the last simon. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, HaNichnas L'Chanusay Shobaysam. Somebody goes into a perfumery shop, or a, no such a word, goes into a Besamim store. Jiesh by Mina Besamim, there's all sorts of Mina Besamim. Mevarech by Rabina Besamim, walking into the store, you're going to smell it. And there's all different types, right? There's Atze Besamim, Mina Besamim, Isve Besamim. So you make a bracha walking into the store. Now, we'll see, the Mishabur will explain to us, because it is made to smell. The store owner wants you to smell it because that's going to drive you to buy it. Because remember, you walk into a room and I have Besamim, they happen to have a lot of Besamim over there, and you have no intention of smelling, right? And it's my happens to be my besamim warehouse. I'm not putting it there so you should smell. You wouldn't have to make a bracha. But over here, when you're walking into the store, the owner wants you to smell it. So it is there to smell. Since it's there to smell, you make a bracha by Ramina besamim. Yashav Sham Kala Yom, you sit there all day. Ain't a mevarach alachas, you make one bracha. Nichnas v'yotze, you come in and out. Mevarach kol pam, you have to make a bracha each and every time you come in and out of the store. However, v'dafke shalai hayadayt alachzer, this that Mechaber told us, and you make a bracha each time you come in, each time you go out, is if you had no intention of returning to the store. But if you had the intention of returning to the store, then you do not make another bracha. Then you don't make another bracha. Let's see the Mishabur on this, a little bit of a lengthy Mishabur. Let's get started. In Sif Beis, we'll see that it has to be there for you to smell. Why did the owner of the store bring in the his buckets of besamim? Was to sell it. This is there to smell. The nichale she'aricha anashim reicha b'isim yivaya liknas amen, because he wants people to smell it, and this way they will be incentivized to buy. According to this svara that we just explained, it's the stuff is in his warehouse, not in his store. It's not out in the open where people come in and out. There he's not having it there for smell. There you do not make a bracha just for walking in the room. Unless you pick it up and take it in your hands to smell it. There, only by picking it up, does it become there with intent to smell, and therefore you make a bracha. Okay, so we said that walking into the store, you have to make a bracha. Does those who say that the only if your intention is to smell. Avol be'einon. Do you guys hear me or is it choppy? Yeah, okay. Avol be'einon mischave. I just got to notice that my internet was choppy. Avol be'einon mischave elo shareach bo me'elo v'nehenim. Is that ena mevarach? But if you just happen to smell it, but you had no intention to smell it, then it's ena mevarach. Avol rabim cholkem hazeh. Many of the Paiskim argue, this is Sfirulu, that fila ainam areach bismischav, and you didn't specifically have in mind to smell. Kevim shab samim nice and kadela reach bam, it's dear that you should smell. Vahuna hani yavanam, mevarach, you do make a bracha. Baramina besamim. Now, why a baramina besamim? Over here, all of a sudden, the Machab ignored that there is multiple different types of brachas that we make on reach. Mishum shebechanos shel besamim in the store of the besamim nunsam by atzei veisrei besamim. These all different types. So and you're walking in, it's all in the air. Lefichach mevarach mina besamim. Therefore, you make barim mina besamim. Veloy dami lahad el simon reish tezayin sif yud that we just had them ha'ilufan of atzei veisrei the mevarach kolechad bracha ruiloy that you make a separate bracha on the atzei, separate bracha on the isvei. Hasam erish ha'ilufan the shnayim ashloishem minim. They bring 2-3 minim in front of you. Benoitul miyadim mikol min. You pick it up and they atzei each one individually la'richay. Lefichach mevarach akol min fnei atzmai. Therefore, you make a separate bracha on each one. Ma'ashein ken hachay. However, over here she'ain't a noitul miyadul shum bayis. You're not picking anything up. Elishen nichnas When you walk into the store, it hits you the smell from many different types. Therefore, you make the bar mina b'samim. Then the Mechaber said, if you dear all day, you only make one bracha. It doesn't make a difference if you mesiach das. Constantly, there's a smell. As long as you're sitting in the store, the owner of the store also. Pam Rishon Shabbachal Yom, every day in the morning when he comes in, Shenichlas Chanusa Tzarach Levarachal Ofishenahana Mirechay Bereach, he has to make a bracha v'sulay v'afilu Nichlas v'yaitz. Now the owner of the store Zicha does not have to make a bracha every time he comes in and out throughout the day. The Dati Lachs Shuv L'Chanusa family, of course, he plans on coming back to his store. Yesh Achrayim Shasayim V'afilu Pam Rishon Shenichlas Chanusa Tzarach Levarach. There are those who say that the store owner, he is him, he doesn't care about his smell, right? Because he's not buying his goods. So if he doesn't have kavanah to smell, maybe he doesn't have to make a bracha at all. No, so we have a suffix over here, because if he had no intention to smell, according to some of the shittas, he does have to make a bracha, like everybody else. According to other shittas, he doesn't have to make a bracha. It's a very simple solution. When he walks into his store in the morning, he should say, he should have in his mind that I want to smell my besamim, and therefore everyone would agree that he has to make a bracha. He avoids the suffix. If you walk to another store, you have to make another bracha. Truth is, over here, we don't really have, not all that common to have these different stores that sell the besamim, but when you go to certain countries, you do have it. So this shaila, you know, definitely more Middle Eastern countries, this shaila definitely could be negeya. Hoyadai talachser. Again, if you want to avoid any suffix, you come in, they have in mind before you come to the store that I want to have anah from the smells that are coming up, and therefore you zich have to make a bracha. Hoyadai talachser. If you intend to return to the store, the dafke shoyadai talachser mayad. If you plan on coming back right away. Okay. Agudis besamim shemenachal shulchan lariach behem. If you have these bundles of besama on the table that's made to smell, you pick it up to smell it, you put it back down. The intention was to smell again. You don't have to make another bracha. You don't have to make another bracha. Since your intention was to keep on smelling it. You left, you went to Davin, have a hefsek, do make another bracha. This is negayat us on Yom Kippur. People bring those esrogim with the besamim in it, and people want to make a bar mina besamim in shul. You can't make a bar mina besamim every time you pick up that esrog with the besamim, because since when you took the esrog, your intention was to smell it again. So the one bracha covers everything. If you made the bracha by shacharis and musaf, and then you went home for the break, and you come back for mincha, at that point you can make another bracha. But we can't keep a dozen. It only helps you for one bracha, maybe two, if you can make when you come back. You can't keep making another bracha on it every time you pick it up and smell it. That would be a bracha of atala. Then we said lo yivarach. If the intention was to return, you should not make another bracha. Even though when you return, you're going to smell other stuff, but your intention was everything in the store. Gamken and tzarach levarach. You don't have to make another bracha. Okay, let's see Siv Beis. Aim of varach. This is something that we touched on yesterday. Aim of varach malareach elim ke nasa lariach. We don't make any bracha on a smell unless it is made to smell. And Machaber is going to explain what he means. Simply what he means. There's two kind of reasons you have a smell. Something that smells good, either because you want to smell it or because you want to mask a bad odor, right? So if it's there to smell, then you make a bracha. If it's there to mask a bad odor, then you don't make a bracha. Hilkach. Eim evarchim al besamim shomeis. Now this could be negay. If you have something that's, let's say you have these, the people have these different incense that they can burn to make a smell in the house. If they're lighting it because they want the good smell, you make a bracha. If they come in and there's a bad odor in the room and they want to cover up that odor, that would not require a bracha. Hilkach eim evarchim al besamim shel mesim anesunin l'maylum anamita, that they would sometimes put these besamim, these good smelling stuff, around the nifter in order to, they didn't have refrigerators in the morgue then, it would start to smell. So you would put these, you would put the scents in order to cover up the smell. It's only there. So if it's at the head of the bed, that's a raya that it's there to cover up the smell. If it's at the foot of the bed, then it's made for there to be a good smell for you. It's not made to cover up the smell. Because that's made for the living people. So when it's at the head of the bed, it's made to cover the smell of the dead person, cover the maze. When it's at the foot of the bed, it's made for you to smell. If somebody puts besom in the bathroom to have a good smell, that if people have sweat and the body odor, that and it's made to cover it up, you don't make a bracha on that. Let's see the Mishabura, Nesunim Lamata, Hainu, Lefneim and Tasim, if it's in the front of the bed, Lechai V'chayim, then it's for the covet of the living who are coming in. They should smell it, they should have Anah. People are very sensitive, right? They're very particular, so they don't like when the bathroom doesn't smell good, so they bring with them a smell, a besamim, in order to have a good smell. Now, if you pass by at a distance and people had put out these besamim, and assuming it's a case that you would have to make a bracha, you don't have to make a bracha. It was only there made to cover up the smell of the bathroom. Even if you want to smell it, you didn't put it there. The Baalim put it there to cover the smell, not for you to smell. If somebody who sweats a lot, he sort of anoints himself with oils that have besamim in it, to take away the odor of the sweat, which smells bad. Somebody eats, his hands are dirty, he touched the food, and then he goes ahead and he rubs his hands with oils. Nami emavarach, you don't make a bracha. The gambizei kari lahavazam v'loy lariach. The ikar over here is made to take away the smell, not to cover up the smell, not to give you something good to smell. The einaf kaminim is shemen stam l'shemen afarsim. The chashiva doesn't mean that, no difference if you use balsam oil, which we said was much more chashiv. If it's made to cover a smell, you don't make a bracha. B'cholin yemim v'rachalem shum bracha kem shloy boya l'lasal kazaham. It's only made there to remove it. He brings in over here that what happens when you have, if okay, so most of these are chemicals, but if you had a natural room deodorizer, it would also depend the same thing, right? They, what are they called? There's a room word for them. No, the
not ear purifier.
Whatever it is, but some of them actually give a smell. I was in a very, very fancy building, condo building in Miami, and they came in and the whole lobby smelled like lavender. That was the smell of the week was lavender. I don't know, there it's not made to cover a smell. It's made to smell good, except I don't know, I'm assuming that the deodorizers that they use were made from chemicals, which we discussed yesterday, that you don't have to make a bracha on it. You don't make a bracha on it. So, but you do have to find out if they are made from natural ingredients and they're actually creating this good smell. Then, when you walk into the room, you would have to make a bar mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop over here. Yetz Hashem, we will start with Sif Gimel tomorrow.